The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
I would like to begin by thanking my dear son, Rav David Grossman Shlita, for giving me the opportunity of delivering a Dvar Torah in honor of the Siyum of Masechta Pesachim. I wish him much continued Hatzlacha in all his multifaceted projects of Harbatzas HaTorah. My Dvar Torah will focus on an inyan towards the end of the Masechta. We find at the end of Masechta Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yates Amud Beis a small Mishnah which states, Ein maftirin achra Pesach avikayman, that a person is not allowed to have any dessert after the Korban Pesach at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or Bizman Hazeh, when we have no Korban Pesach, after eating the matzah of the avikayman, which replaces the Korban Pesach. And this Mishnah of Ein maftirin achra Pesach avikayman is used in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, on the Seder night, to answer the Chacham's question. Chacham Mahu Oimer, the Chacham, what's his question? We find a pasuk in the Chumash which says, Ma ha'edus v'achukim v'amishpatim ashet siva Hashem alekenu eschem. And the Chacham is asking, what is the meaning of all these laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded? And the Baal Haggadah says, "Va'af ato emer loy kehilchas haPesach, ein maftirin achra Pesach afikoymen." And you should give him the answer like the hilchas haPesach, and that is, "Ein maftirin achra Pesach afikoymen." So all the Mefarshim try to understand exactly what's the question of the Chacham and what's the answer. We don't know exactly how the words "ein maftirin achra Pesach afikoymen" give an answer to the Chacham's question. So I've heard in the name of the Gra, the Vilner Gaon, that he added one word here in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And he said it should read, Va'af ato emer loy kehilchas haPesach ad ein maftir nachar Pesach afikoymen. Until, he added the word ad, until ein maftir nachar Pesach afikoymen. And I heard from Rav Zelig Berkowitz, he's the Mar D'Asra of the Shul that I daven in Muncie, Migdash David, he said that he saw, they explained, Kihilchas HaPesach, which normally means like the Hilchas HaPesach, that Ki means kol, all of the Hilchas HaPesach. So if we take these two thoughts together, the Gra and this idea of Ki means kol, so it means, the answer is, the Chacham wants to know all of the laws of Pesach, so what should you answer him? You should answer him, Ki Hilchas HaPesach, Kol Hilchas HaPesach, Ad, until Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach HaFikayim, which is right at the end of the Seder, and it's also right at the end of the Masechta Pesachim, where we have all the Dinim of the Seder, so you should go all the way till the end. The issues that I have with this approach are a few. Number one, if you look in the Rambam in his Yad HaChazakah has a Nusach HaGadah. We could check what was the Rambam's Nusach, what was his text in the Haggadah. And there the Rambam does not have the word Ad. The Rambam has, as I believe in almost all Haggadahs, V'afato Emeloi, Kehilchas HaPesach, Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach Avikam, not Ad Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach Avikam. Secondly, to say that Ki, like, the letter Ki in Hebrew means like, to say Ki means Kol, all the laws of Pesach, is also a doche. And the final question is that it ends at Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach Avikam, but actually if you look in Masechtas Pesachim, there are two Mishnayos that come after that. There are two halachas that relate to the Seder, which come after Adei Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikam. So if you're telling him all the halachas of Pesach, what happened to those two Mishnayos that come at the end? So therefore, I would like to perhaps suggest a different approach. And this will be based on a halacha that's not at the end of the Seder, but actually it's at the beginning of the Seder. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tuf Ayin Vav Sif Beis, says, Noyagim b'ktsas mekoymes, there's a minig in some places, lechol besuda, to eat at the suda the night of the Seder, beim zecher lavelis, to eat eggs in remembrance of avelis, of mourning. Why do we eat eggs at the Seder? V'nir liyatam, mishum shaleil tishabav nikva b'leil Pesach. That the night of, if you look at the calendar, for example, this year, Tavshinai and Gimel, you will see that Monday night was the night of the Seder, and Monday night will be the night of Tisha B'Av, because it works out that whenever the night of the Seder is, that's the exact same night of the day of the week when Tisha B'Av will fall out. And the Vilner going there, in the Bir Agra, says that the source of this Ramah, which is explaining why do we eat an egg? Because an egg is a round item, and it symbolizes that, unfortunately, Avelus goes round and round the world. There's no one who's free, unfortunately, from Avelus, from a loss of a loved one. It goes round and round. So since Tisha B'Av falls out on the night of the Seder, the same night, as a remembrance, we have the eggs. So it would be something like when you break the glass under the chuppah, and we say, "Im le'ales Yerushalayim al roishim chassi," that at the height of the simcha of the chasana under the chuppah, after they just finished the whole ceremony of the chuppah and they became husband and wife, so now we want to remember Yerushalayim. At the height of my simcha, I have to remember Yerushalayim. So at the height of the simcha of going out of Mitzrayim, we want to remember the Churban at the height of the Simcha. However, the Gra says that this Ramah is based on a Medrash. It's a Medrash in the Psichta Eicha Rabasi Simen Yudches, and in the Medrash Rabban Eicha, the Eicha Rabba Parsha Gimel Simen He. It's based on a Pasuk in Eicha, which states, His Bi'ani Bamroirim, Hashem filled me on Tisha B'Av with bitterness, hirvani lana, he sated me, he satiated me with wormwood. Wormwood is a bitter plant. So the Medrash says, hisbiani bamroirim, right away we hear the word meroirim, Pesach is eaten al matzah, umroirim yachlu. So Chazal say, ze yantav arishin shal Pesach, which says, matzah amroirim. So that is speaking about the first night of Pesach. Hirvani lana, the end of the Pasuk, that's speaking about Tisha B'Av. He gave me to eat. He satiated me with bitterness, with bitter plant, the wormwood. That's the night of Tisha B'Av. And the Chazal end out, Mimash is bi'ani b'leil yantav arishin shel Pesach. Hirvani b'leil Tisha B'Av lana. With what he filled me up and the night of Pesach, with Meroirim, that's what he filled me up with on Tisha B'Av. And the Medrash ends, Heve Leil Yontav Arishin Shal Pesach, Hu Leil Tespa'av. So this is the connection that the night of the Seder is the same night of Tisha B'Av, and that's what the Gra says is the source of the Ramah, that we eat eggs on Pesach because the two are connected. So it's a very nice source, but when we think of it, it's mind-boggling. You're taking Pesach. Let's start with the Gemara Pesachim, the Kuf Tazayin Mabez. Chayiv Adam Lirusus Atzmai, Ki Ilu Hu Yatzam in Mitzrayim. We say that in the Haggadah. Every person has to feel as if I went out of Mitzrayim. Imagine if we would feel this happened to me. A person was in Hashem is in prison for many, many years, and he's let out. So he's free, a free man. So you're in tremendous joy. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halach Zayin states, Lefikach kishesoyed adam b'layla zeh, when a person eats on this night of the Seder, tzorech lechol v'lishvais, he has to eat and drink, v'humesiv, and he lies down, derecheiris, like they used to eat, lying down like a free man, not like a slave,
V'chol echad v'echad chayv lishtes halayla zeh arba kaisa shal yayin. And every person has to drink four cups of wine. So here, Pesach is like the happiest day of the year. And the opposite, if there would be one day which would really, we would think would be the opposite of Pesach, that would be the night of Tisha B'Av. The Pasuk says in Eichel, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. Hashem threw down onto the ground from heaven to earth the glory of the Bnei Yisrael. As the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hayamid Beis says, May Igra Rama Labira Amikta, from the highest heights to the lowest depths. That's what happened to us on Tisha B'Av. So how can you connect? Yes, they fall out in the calendar on the same day, but logically, there are no 2 days of the Hebrew calendar that are more diametrically opposite one of another than Tisha B'Av and Pesach. So how can you connect the two? So I believe the answer is that if we study both Tisha B'Av and Pesach, we will see that both of them have a very similar cycle, and that's why they're connected. We're going to begin with a Medrash Rabbah in Eicha, Parsha Aleph Siman Aleph, where the Medrash says, Shloishan isnavnu b'loshan Eicha. There were 3 people who used the word Eicha in Tanakh. And they were Moshe, Yeshaya, and Yirmiyah. Moshe in Dvorim, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud Bey said, Eicha esa levadi torchachem umasachem v'rivchem. How can I carry your burdens of Klal Yisrael? Yeshaya in Chazon Yeshaya, which is the Haftorah that we say before Tisha B'Av, on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, called Shabbos Chazon, after the name of the Haftorah, Yeshaya Navi says, Eicha hoysa lezoyna kirya namana. How is the faithful city of Yerushalayim, how did it become a harlot, a non-faithful woman? Yirmiyah in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph of Eicha, Megillas Eicha, says, that's how Eicha begins, Eicha yashva badad ha'ira basayam hoysa kamana. How did the booming metropolis of Yerushalayim, how did it become devastated, and it's now like an amana sitting all alone? So what is this medrash trying to say? All 3 of these Nevi'im used the word Eicha. How? So Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzel, in his Sefer Mayim Beis HaSheva, gives a beautiful pshat. The Rav Lezer HaKaliri, that's the one who wrote many kinnas of Tisha B'Av, he has one kinna where he says the following, and it's based on a medrash. Vayikoinen olav Eicha be'ayeka be'eis tzar. Eicha and Ayeka have the same letters, Aleph, Yud, Chaf, Hey, but they have different nekudos. So the Rabbi Lezer HaKaliri says that there's a kinna, an elegy of Eicha using the word Ayeka. And Eicha, we know, means how. And Ayeka means where. So there's some connection between Eicha and Ayeka. And we need to understand what this connection is. So Rav Schwab says a beautiful pshat. The first time the word Ayeka is used is by the Chet of Adam and Chavan, the Eitz Hadas, in Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam Vayomer Eloi Ayeka, where are you? And everybody wants to know, what did Hashem say, Ayeka, where are you? The Navi Yirmiyahu says, Im Yaster Ish V'Mistarim Vani Loi Arena. If somebody hides, the person can go down to the depths of the ocean, he can go up to the moon, Hashem won't know where he is. I know exactly where he is. So what did Hashem say to Adam, Ayeka, where are you? So Rashi says that he wanted to say, why did you do the chet of the Eitz Hadas? But he didn't want to startle him. So to begin a conversation, he said, where are you? That's Rashi Shad. Rav Schwab wanted to suggest that, based on the Medrash, that Ayeka is not like they're playing hide and seek and Hashem is saying, where are you? I don't know where you are. No, Hashem is saying, where are you? It's not a question where are you hiding, but it's a tmiya. It's a wonder. What happened to you? As the Medrash says, Eichavis, look how you were. Eicha, how, means Eichavis, how were you? Esmo ledati, va'akshav ledati shel nachash. Yesterday you were on my side, and now who's telling you what to do? The nachash. Esmo misayfo oilam latsayfoi. Yesterday you were from one end of the world to the other, va'akshav b'teich eitz hagan, and now you're hiding in shame behind the trees and the eitz hagan. So Hashem is asking, what happened to you? Look how you were, and what are you now? Now it's like Hashem saying, I can't believe it. How did this happen to you? Where is the real you? So Hashem is saying to Adam, you're so great. You were from heaven to earth, meaning it doesn't mean that he was physically, necessarily that he was thousands and thousands of miles high. But it means that his spiritually, he encompassed the whole Bria that Hashem made, that Adam had hasag of the entire creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was so great. And now, look, you're hiding in shame, naked in shame, behind a tree. What happened to you? Where is the real you? That's not the real Adam Arishan that I see right now. So now, if that's the pshat, that Eicha means Ayeka, where's the real you? Now we understand Moshe, Yeshaya, and Yirmiyah. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, you're the Dor Deya. You're the ones who received the Torah at Har Sinai. Eicha Esel Levadi Tarkachem Asachem Arivchem. The Sifri says that now you're Tarchonim Apikursim Vereignim. You lack full belief in Hashem. You're fighting with each other. That's not the Klal Yisrael that I took out of Mitzrayim that became such a great nation. So Eicha, how did this happen? What happened to you? Where's the real you? Yeshaya Navi says, Eicha Haisol Zayna Kirya Nemana. Yerushalayim, which there was Kedusha spreading out from all over Yerushalayim. Tzedek Yolin Ba. Righteousness was resting in Yerushalayim. What happened now? Now it became like a Zayna, unfaithful. Where's the real Yerushalayim? And finally, Yirmiyahu, who saw the Churban, said, this great metropolis of Yerushalayim, now it became Jerusalem. It lost its Kedusha. It was full of hustling and bustling of people running to do mitzvahs, and now it's all alone like an almana. Where's the real Yerushalayim? So now we understand beautifully that Eicha means Ayeka, and we understand what Moshe, Yeshaya, and Yirmiyahu were trying to convey. So what I wanted to suggest is that this question, when we sit down on the floor on Tisha B'Av and we hear the Megillas Eicha, that's like a wake-up call to ourselves. It's coming soon, Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. So we sit down Tisha B'Av and we say, we ourselves are a Beis HaMikdash. And we, as the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh tells us, V'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Make a migdash, and I will dwell my Shechina amongst you. It should be, I will dwell my Shechina in it. B'soichoi, in the Mishkan. So the Chazal tell us, B'soich kol echad v'echad. Build a Mishkan, and I will dwell in your heart. And as your heart should become like a Beis HaMikdash. But the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, tells us that when a person does an Aveira, then he becomes his own Titus. He becomes his own Nebuchadnezzar, and he destroys the Beis HaMikdash that's within himself. So every Tisha B'Av, when we hear about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, we have to ask ourselves, Eicha Ayeka, where's the real you? Where you were given great powers by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have great abilities. What happened to your abilities? Have you used them out to the fullest? Or have, chas v'shalom, you squandered them in Aveira? And you have become your own Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, and you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash that you have within yourself. That's the Shaila. We have a question every of Eicha Ayeka. What's the answer to that shaila? That shaila has an answer. The answer is Elul. In Elul, we begin to do tshuva. You know what the tshuva is to Ayeka? Eicha Ayeka? The tshuva is to do tshuva. When we do tshuva, then we become our own Mashiach to rebuild, just like we're all waiting for Mashiach to come to rebuild the third base of Migdash in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Meher Yemenu, so too, we become our own Mashiach when we do tshuva to rebuild the destroyed Beis HaMikdash that is within ourselves. And we come to the level after Elul and the Aser Simei Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we come to the level, as the Rambam tells us, V'yoyed alav yedeya talumoy shalo yoshuv lezeh achet lo'olam. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis of Hilchos Tshuva says that we're going to do such a tshuva that Hashem himself will testify he will not come back to this aver. According to the level he's on now, he's not going to come back to this aver again. And by the way, we should remember, and this will be Nogea later when we speak about Pesach, that by Yom Kippur we all become like Malachi Asharis. We become like angels. We don't eat, we don't drink. We don't have a Yetzirah for 25 hours of Yom Kippur. We don't have a Yetzirah. We're on the tremendous level. So we come to the level of Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alikacha, that we do Tshuva and it reaches until the Kisei HaKavod, until Hashem himself. So there we had a Shaila, a challenge. Ayeka, where's the real you? And we give an answer. Hineni, here I am. You're asking, where am I? I'm here. I did tshuva. This is the answer to the question. But this is all the cycle. Shaila, tshuva, but now we all know what happens every day that goes away from Yom Kippur. As we go further and further in the year, we go, unfortunately, we sink down, down, down. Our only nechama is that the last Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Elul made such a strong impression on us that that impression should last for the entire year, so that next year, when we have the same question of Ayeka, the gap between what you were, what your potential is, and what you really are now will get smaller. If every Yom Kippur we could make that gap a little smaller, hopefully, before we leave this world, we'll make it. So the goal is, we know we're not going to stay on the Madrega that we are on Yom Kippur. We're going to go down. But at least we keep some of the level that we attained on Yom Kippur for the rest of the year. So this is the cycle of Menachem Av, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We have a shaila, a question. We have an answer. We go up. Then we unfortunately go down, and hopefully we retain some of that level for the whole year. If you look at Pesach, you'll see the same thing. And this is the connection between Tisha B'Av and Pesach. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Zitzal, Rav Chaim Brisker, tells us there are three ways that Pesach, the remembering Mitzrayim, is different than what we do a whole year. One way is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, that's a whole year. Tonight it's Sipper, the night of the Seder, it's Sipper. Zecher is just mentioning it, remembering, don't forget. In Krishma, every day you say Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. But tonight, on the night of the Seder, Sipper, it's a story, it happened to you. Like you have a story you want to relate to your children, to your grandchildren. Listen, what happened to me, that's a Sipper with details. You spend a whole night on it. That's the mitzvah on the Seder night. The second difference is that we have on the Seder night maschil bignus u'mesayim b'shvach. We begin with the bad things that happened to Klal Yisrael. We end with the good. What were the bad things that happened with the Klal Yisrael? Avodim hayinu lepar Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out. That's good. Spiritually, what was bad? Mitchila oyv de'avodah zarayu v'seinu. Terach was our father of Avram, and he was an Ivy, he served Avodah Zarah, and then Va'achshav Kervana Makom Avodas Hashem brought us close to his Avodah. So Maskel Bignus, Misayim Bishrach. We do that only on the Seder night, we don't do it a whole rest of the year. The third difference, and that's the one that I want to focus on, is Shaila Utshuva. There's a question and an answer. And it goes so far that we find the Gemara says in Pesachim, the Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph, even someone who is alone, he doesn't even have, his wife is not with him at the Seder. But if his wife's with, she can ask the Manishtana. But let's say he's all alone. He's someplace all alone for the Seder. He has to ask himself the question. That's how important the concept of Shaila Utshuva. We know when a person has a question and they ask it and then they get an answer, the answer is a stronger one than if there would have been no question. So there's a mitzvah on the Seder night of Shaila Utshuva to ask a question, as we find in the Psukim. V'hoya ki yishalcha bincha machar lemor, mazois. Or ki yishalcha bincha machar lemor, mo'ed v'chuk ma'shar tzivah Hashem l'kenu eschem. That's the Shaila of the Chacham. So it is yishalcha. He's going to ask you. Shaila Utshuva. There has to be a question and an answer. That's only the Seder night. It's not the rest of the year. So now, we're starting already to see the similarity. We said by Tisha B'Av, there's Shaila Ayeka and Tshuva to do Tshuva. Now by Pesach, he also, Shaila, the Chacham, we're going to focus on the Chacham. He's going to ask a question, and we're going to give him an answer. Now, what's the Chacham's question? So here's what I want to suggest. Look in the Pasuk. V'hoya ki sholcha bincha mochar lemar. He doesn't ask this question at the Seder. He's asking the question after Pesach. And what's his question? His question is, the Radvaz says in a tshuva, Simen Tav Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin, what's the reason that we find something by Pesach which we don't find by anywhere else? And what is that? You have to check for the chametz, and you have to burn the chametz, and you have to destroy the chametz, and you have to, and the Yerushalmi says the women used to clean the walls to get the chametz out of. And if you have chashom, you have chametz in your house on Pesach, you're over on Bal Yerol, Bal Yematzi, you're not supposed to see chametz, not supposed to find it, have it in your house. A mashu, usually an isser, is batel b'shishim. If there's 60 times something treif, it's a batel. But by chametz, even a one in a million is not batel. A mashu is not batel during Pesach. So why is it? So the answer, said the Radvaz, is because chametz is compared to the yetzer hara, and chametz gets puffed up. That's the meat of gaiva, of haughtiness, gets puffed up. That's the yetzer hara. Matzah is plain, parshat. That's anivus, that's humbleness. So the chametz represents the yetzer hara. So therefore, we're told for 7 days, or in Chutz Laaretz, 8 days, no chametz, not a mashu of chametz anywhere in your home. And that's why there's a minig by many people on Pesach, by everyone, extra chumras, things you wouldn't do a whole year round. Chametz, special chumras. So ask the chacham, v'hoya ki shalcha bincha machar. The chacham is asking tomorrow after Pesach. And you know what his question is? His question is found in the Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda asked this question. What's his question? Says Rabbi Yehuda in the Zohar, chametz has many names, because chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. So there are many names to the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, Rishus Achera, a different Rishus, a different place than Hashem, Eil Nechor, a strange god, Elohim Acherim, strange gods, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ihachi, Kol Yimei Shata Nami, Amai Shivas Yaman. If it's so important to get rid of the Yetzer Hara represented by chametz, so why do we only do this for 7 days? We should do it for the entire year. That's his question. That's why the Chacham only asked this question tomorrow, Mochar. Pesach was great. We had no chametz. We had no Yetzer Hara. So what about the rest of the 354 days in the Jewish calendar? We should get rid of chametz the whole year round if it's so good. That's what he's asking. Ma Zoyis, what does this mean? I don't understand the Eidus v'chukim v'mishpatim. I don't understand the mitzvah. If you told me you don't do it a whole year, makes sense. But only 7 days and not the rest of the year. What's the meaning of this? That is the question of the Chacham. What's the answer to the Chacham's question? The answer to the Chacham's question is that Hashem made a law. And the law is that we have to have a Yetzer Hara. Our goal is to dominate the Yetzer Hara, to channel the Yetzer Hara to do Avodas Hashem, to use the Yetzer Hara to do Avodas Hashem. B'chol levavcha, there's two bases in that, the word, with your two hearts. What's your two hearts? B'yetzer atov, or b'yetzer hara. There's a famous marshal of the Dubner Magid. A king had a diamond, and a very precious diamond. It fell on the floor, got a crack to it. And he said he wanted someone in the kingdom should fix it. Nobody was able to fix it until one man thought of an idea how to fix it. He took that line that was cracked and he used it to make a stem for the flower that was the emblem of the king. That line became the very stem on which was the whole flower. And now the diamond even became more beautiful. So that's the pshat, how you use the yet. A person could use the yetzer hara, in if he uses it in the right way, for greater avodas Hashem. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph that just like the Chazal destroyed the yetzer hara of avodas zara, we don't have a yetzer hara to go bow down to a piece of wood like they used to. We can't even understand it. That's because Chazal saw that avodas zara was so powerful that if they don't destroy it, no one is going to be able to survive this yetzer hara of avodas zara. So they destroyed it. So then they said, you know what? While we're at it, let's destroy the yetzer hara for forbidden relationships, gilui arayos. So they, for 3 days, they stopped it, and the whole world came to an end. Nobody had relations with each other. They had to get for a chola, an egg. They couldn't get an egg for 3 days. So Chazal understood, no, Hashem wants the world to work with a Yetzer Hara. The world can't exist without the Yetzer Hara. So what did Hashem do? But the Yetzer Hara is so powerful. So what Hashem did is for 7 days in the year, you go cold turkey. You have no Yetzer Hara whatsoever. And then, after Pesach, when there's a minig that you make, some people make Havdalah on beer, or you run out for the first pizza. Some people pay, you know, like $2,000, what's called Tanur Rishon, to get the first oven, hot pizza coming out of the oven. We go rushing back to the Yetzer Hara to embrace the Yetzer Hara. But the idea is that if for 7 days you were able to annihilate the Yetzer Hara, even when you get the Yetzer Hara back, what's happening? So look what's happening. You came to a madrega of no Yetzer Hara on Pesach, like Yom Kippur. No Yetzer Hara. You went up tremendously. What's going to happen after Pesach? You're going to go down. The Yetzer Hara is going to come back. But that's what Hashem wants you to do. He wants you to have a roshem. He wants you to have an impression of Pesach a whole year round. That's why some people have a minig that they put up from the Afikomen, they put up on the wall a piece of matzah that a whole year, when you have the chametz, when they have the Yetzer Hara, look at that Afikomen, and you'll see that it'll remind you on the level you were during Pesach. So again, so what do we have here? We have here Shaila, a question of the Chacham. We have the answer. And we have again the same thing. You go up a tremendous level, but then you go down. But the purpose is to keep it. And now we can, I believe, we have a beautiful answer to Va'afata Emer Loi Kehilchas HaPesach, what we started with. We put in an extra word, Ad. We said Chof means Kol Hilchas HaPesach. No, according to this, there's a beautiful pshat. You know what the answer to the question of the Chacham is? Va'ata afato emerloi, ki hilchas ha-pesach. Give him an answer to his very strong question. Why don't we get rid of chametz a whole year round? You know what the answer is? Take an example from Hilchos HaPesach. What's the Hilchos HaPesach? Which halach am I referring to? Ein maftirin achra pesach afi koimen. You're not supposed to have any dessert after the Korban Pesach, or the matzah today, when we don't have a Korban Pesach, which replaces the Korban Pesach. You're not supposed to have any dessert except for the matzah. So what's the idea? The idea is that even though you're not going to be eating the Korban Pesach tonight anymore, but the taste of the Korban Pesach should linger on. You're not going to be eating any more tonight, but the taste of the matzah should stay with you longer. That is the answer to your question, the Chacham. You asked me a question, after Pesach, you asked me a question, why don't we do this a whole year round? The answer is, Kihilchus HaPesach. Look at the Hilchos HaPesach itself. What's the halacha that ein maftirin achra Pesach avikaymen? That's the answer to your question. The whole idea of Pesach is the same as what we do with the Korban Pesach. We stop eating it, but the taste stays in our mouth. That's the same idea with stopping chametz for 7 days, but the roshem is to stay with you a whole year round. So now we've come full circle. We can understand beautifully what the Medrash says. Heve leil yontav arishin shel Pesach, hu leil tisha b'av. It's not just that they fall out on the same day, like this year we said Monday night. And we said, the chayre, is no bigger contradiction between Pesach and Tisha B'av. This is the happiest day of the year. This is the saddest day of the year. The answer is that they do have a relationship because they both have a shaila, Tisha B'av Ayeka, a challenge, where are you? It has a tshuva, Tisha B'av to do tshuva. Pesach, the shaila of the chacham, why don't we do this all year round? The tshuva is that we only can do it 7 days, we need a yetzara, but the 7 days are to help us the rest of the year when we go down and we're not on the level, but at least we'll be able to fight our Yetzirah, we'll be able to control our Yetzirah. The same cycle by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We went up till Yom Kippur, we were like Malachim, no Yetzirah, no food, no drink. We made Kabbalahs, we became great, and we slipped during the rest of the year, but at least, hopefully, every Yom Kippur, we retain some of that for the rest of the year. So the two cycles are identically the same, and the last point is, what's the bitterness? That which I was bitter about on Pesach, I was bitter about on Tisha B'av. What's the bitterness? The bitterness is that halavai we would be able to stay on the madrega of Yom Kippur a whole year round, on the madrega of the Leil Seder a whole year round.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.